With a first in the opioid crisis in this country, a drug company CEO has been convicted. His name is John Kapoor, and he is the founder of the pharmaceutical company Insys Therapeutics. He and four other top executives at the company were found guilty of a racketeering conspiracy. Kapoor is now facing up to 20 years in prison. The federal government accused them of bribing doctors and lying to insurance companies in order to boost sales of a highly addictive prescription fentanyl spray. This is one of the drugs at the center of the opioid crisis. Gabriella Emanuel of member station WGBH has been following the story and joins us now. Thanks for being here, Gabriella.
Thank you.
So bribing doctors to prescribe fentanyl, that is sort of hard to get your head around, but can you just explain a little bit more about what these people were convicted of?
Yeah, so the prosecutors laid out what they say was a nationwide scheme to boost sales of this opioid painkiller. And you can think about it in three different steps. The first thing they did was they targeted doctors who were known to overprescribe opioids. The head of sales, somebody who pleaded guilty and testified for the prosecution, said the company ran toward pill mills, not away from them. To Insys Therapeutics, he said, pill mills meant dollar signs. Hmm. The next thing they did was, as you said, they bribed doctors to write prescriptions. That often meant that people were being prescribed really high opioids, and these people, these patients, didn't necessarily need it. They set up a sham speakers program where doctors were paid not to give lectures, but to write prescriptions. And then the last thing they did was they set up a whole call center where Insys employees deceived insurance companies, saying whatever was necessary to get their expensive medication covered. That includes fabricating cancer diagnoses.
So you covered this trial closely. Can you tell us about some standout moments?
Yeah. So throughout the trial, the prosecutors basically depicted a company that was corrupt through and through. For example, Insys sales reps received higher bonuses when they convinced doctors to write prescriptions in higher doses. The idea was get patients hooked and kind of keep them coming back for more. Mm-hmm. They even made a music video that was shown during the trial about this. Here's a clip.
We can come into your office. We can go and bring some lunch, and while your staff is getting fair, we can start discussing substance. Yes, Lord.
That is incredible. Clearly, the lengths that they were willing to go to do this.
Yeah, and things got even crazier. They hired a former exotic dancer to be part of their sales team. She was actually one of the defendants who was found guilty yesterday in the trial.
Wow.
And she gave a lap dance to a doctor to try and convince him to prescribe their opioid medication.
Oh, my. So you had the chance to talk with one of the patients who was impacted by this scheme. Let's listen to what he had to say.
If this doesn't wake up the pharmaceutical companies, I don't know what will. I mean, they've been getting fines, you know, millions and millions. But when you're making billions of dollars, that's just small change.
So that was the patient, Paul Lohr. He was a commercial fisherman in Texas. He never should have received this drug, but his doctor was being bribed to prescribe it. He ended up testifying for the prosecution in the trial. And basically what he was alluding to there is that this is a criminal case, not a civil case. Often you see pharmaceutical companies getting in trouble in civil cases. That mm-hmm. means big fines. But this criminal case means possible prison time. These executives are facing up to 2 decades behind bars. The other thing to note here is that they were charged with racketeering conspiracy. That means these crimes were systemic. They were conspiring. This was not just a few bad actors.
Right.
Racketeering was originally designed to go after organized crime. The prosecutors are essentially saying these pharmaceutical executives were like drug lords.
Just briefly, Gabriella, is this case going to set a precedent?
Yes, most likely. This kind of represents an aggressive strategy by the federal government to go after pharmaceutical companies for their role in fueling the opioid epidemic. And experts say that this is likely the beginning of a trend and that this case could be a blueprint for future prosecutions.
Gabriella Emanuel of member station WGBH, thanks so much.
Thank you.